Dave Lane.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Long anticipated President's Day version of Hints.
Yes. Hints from Heloise is a syndicated column to help you with your life. On the orphanage, it was most often ripped and read from the Dallas Morning News. But today, it comes from the Lompoc record, which I think we determined last time.
How?
Is in California somewhere. Let's begin with Poppy in Washington. This is extremely sad.
Oh.
Dear Heloise, how can I get my husband to remember me on Valentine's Day? He says it's a made-up celebration so shopkeepers can make money. He doesn't even give me a card. Heloise writes, Poppy, it's time for a sit-down with your husband to let him know it hurts your feelings when he ignores you on Valentine's Day. Your husband will make points with you if he remembers to buy you a box of candy or flowers or does some thoughtful gesture.
Well, I guess he would. I mean,
it doesn't sound like he cares about earning any points with Poppy.
That's the point. It sounds like they're not like, on their first year of dating or something.
Right.
Sounds like Poppy's been neglected on Valentine's Day for years. So I don't see that one changing much. Now, are girls supposed to buy stuff for guys on Valentine's Day, too?
I think that it's become more equitable. That it's kind of a mutual gifting occasion nowadays.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
For people who are in a couple. I mean, if you are wooing a girl, then of course she's not going to get you crap.
Right, because she's not wooing you.
She's in the power
seat. She's being wooed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dear Heloise, writes Alicia V. in Lincoln, North Dakota. Improving your health is as easy as brushing and flossing your teeth? So says my dentist. Is this really true?
What the heck does Heloise say to that?
Heloise says, Alicia, yes, it's true.
Of course it's true.
Research has found a link between oral care and overall health. Bacteria will in time build up in the mouth, making the gums susceptible to infection. Before long, the infection becomes gum disease, which affects the whole body. Your dentist can tell you more in detail. Something tells me, though, that Alicia doesn't have a dentist.
I was about to say.
She probably just needs to find a dentist first.
You know.
Or hell, just buy a toothbrush.
Right. You know what they tell you. Do you have to floss all your teeth?
Only the ones you want to keep.
That's the one. Thank you very much.
I floss when I have something caught in between my teeth.
Yeah.
That's when I floss.
I like that comedian. He says, I go to the dentist and they say, when was the last time you flossed? And he's like, I don't know. You were probably with me. So, pretty much when I got here.
Agnes R. in Ashland, Massachusetts writes, Dear Heloise, before I head to the grocery store, I go through my box where I store my coupons and get out the ones for products I plan to purchase. This saves time instead of trying to find the ones I need at checkout. Here are a few ideas where you can use coupons besides the grocery store. Tuck a few coupons in a baby gift for things like diapers, baby food, etc. Take coupons to work and share with coworkers.
Wow.
Give some to a family or friend in need of help with their food budget.
What's coupons?
How insulting would that be?
No kidding. Yeah.
Here. Here's a stack of coupons, Sam.
Looks like you could use some hash browns.
I know you're in the five fig aquarium.
Yeah. Would you like some hash browns?
Sam.
I'm fighting you if you do that to me.
Here's a coupon for 50 cents off Nutri-Grain bars. Spend it in good health.
Here's a coupon for toilet paper.
This one, actually, I think that most all of us probably need to make a mental note. This might be something that some of our more domestic P1s may already know about.
Okay.
A reader in Finger Lakes, New York writes, Dear Heloise, what can be used to eliminate a smell in the microwave after you warm something up? Something that I think all of us have dealt with, right?
I'm going to say baking soda, right? Like the refrigerator? Is that what Heloise says?
Rads.
Huh?
You are as brilliant as Heloise herself. If your microwave needs some cleaning or freshening, put 2 tablespoons of either lemon juice or baking soda and 1 cup of water in a microwave-safe bowl. Let the mixture boil in the microwave for about 5 minutes so the steam condenses on the inside walls, then wipe off the walls and the inside of the door. This should cut any lingering odors in your microwave.
Look at there. Somebody needs to do that to the Cumulus microwave down the hall and every microwave at every place I've ever worked.
Right. There is like the one break room Nazi.
Yeah.
That's always sending out the threatening email
notes,
of
yeah,
everything in the fridge is going to get thrown out by the end of the day.
Right. Yeah. This is shared space.
Do not microwave fish in the break room.
All caps.
Jack M. in Silver Springs, Maryland writes, Dear Heloise, I save toilet paper centers when a roll is finished. They provide excellent mild abrasion for things such as scuff marks on wooden floors by rubbing the mark with a flattened toilet paper center. The centers, along with liquid cleaner, are useful for cleaning ceramic stovetops. Woodworkers can use them on varnished surfaces after all the sandpapering is finished to produce a truly fine surface. Or you could just buy, like, the lowest grit sandpaper.
Right. A sponge would do the same thing with a little scrubby on the outside. That's ridiculous, saving toilet paper. And it's ridiculous because as many times as I've done this with you, I don't remember a man writing into Heloise. That's Jack, right?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Jack is all off on toilet paper centers.
Right. And so a dude writing in, like, that's red flag number one, that it's a guy writing to Heloise.
All right, 2 more for you before we step aside and prepare for Why Today Doesn't Suck with the Hardline, which is, in fact, coming up next. Dear Heloise, I have been a stewardess with a major airline for a long time. This is from Kathy D. in Detroit. I'd like to remind airline travelers of a few rules of etiquette while traveling that are often forgotten. Number one, lock the lavatory door. You might be surprised how often people forget.
Mm.
Have you ever been barged in on? It's always uncomfortable in the airplane bathroom to begin with.
Yeah. I think it's, and even if I have, it's like when a guy's barged in on, they open the door, they see your back, and you're, you know.
What if you're making mud on the plane?
Oh,
have you
yeah,
ever had
never,
to do that?
Never done that. Never.
Never.
Have, never would.
It never, like, was such an emergency that it couldn't wait.
No, thankfully, no. And I don't know.
Mud?
I think I'd make mud in my britches before I did the airplane bathroom.
Really?
Great information.
Just don't know, huh, man. I don't know.
Like, when the, you know how they sometimes will eject waste from the plane when it's at, like, 30,000 feet? Does that include
Is that
mud?
A thing, by the way? Is that real?
I don't know.
Oh, it's real.
They just spray it?
No, it's frozen.
Like, yeah, like it freezes and turns into a tinkle cloud.
It does.
but if there's solid mixed in there,
I think there has to be. Doesn't
like
there?
Hailing logs. I don't know.
That sounds dangerous.
I'm seeing an article here that says they don't actually do that. They dispose of the sewage after the plane lands.
I'm pretty sure okay. They put it in like a big metal box and then they take it off the plane.
They have metal bats too.
Tip number 2, leave your shoes on. Never walk barefoot on an airplane.
Stocking feet?
I hate the dudes. Stocking feet, okay, I guess. I hate the dudes that wear like flip-flops or Crocs on the plane.
Yeah.
Like, you're on a plane.
Never,
no one wants to see your toes.
Never have exposed feet on an airplane.
No, never.
It's the poorest of forms.
So, so disturbing. Board quickly when you're called to get on the plane, doy. You're not the only one on the plane. Be respectful of the people around you. Use only the overhead bin above your seat. That's bullsh. Sometimes the overhead bin above your seat is
full right.
by some douche who got on the plane
with
in front of you.
Four bags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just look for the spot that
first
will fit
available,
your bag.
First available, and hopefully it's not behind you.
Right.
I hate that.
That's the worst.
To swim upstream when everybody's getting off the plane.
Yeah, you have to wait for everyone to clear off and then go get your bag.
Yeah.
Kathy, you are only thinking about yourself. And then she says, again, this is like stewardess attitude or flight attendant attitude. If you're asked to sit down and buckle your seatbelt, do it. This is for your own safety.
Yeah. Meantime, on all the charters I've ever flown on, they're like, yeah, buckle it, don't, whatever. You know, it's like...
And finally, Roselle in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin says, Dear Heloise, my feet and hands get so dry during these cold winter months. I've tried a number of creams and lotions and nothing seems to work. Any hints for dry skin? Heloise writes, Roselle, for dry chapped hands and feet, try this. Before bedtime, apply a generous coat of olive oil or petroleum jelly, Vaseline, to your hands and feet. Then cover both with cotton socks and cotton gloves and leave them on overnight.
That's a lot.
So slather your extremities with
olive oil or Vaseline.
Vaseline, and then wear socks and gloves, to bed.
That's a lot. I mean, come on.
You're going to look like a freak.
And you can't turn the alarm off.
I'm just going to start sweating through my feet and hands.
Yeah.
It's a lot of insulation.
It is.
Now, I have tried the thing, and I don't know even where I heard this trick, but like when your kid has a cold, that you can put like the Vicks VapoRub.
On the chest?
On their chest, but yeah. Also you can put it on their feet and put socks on so it stays there. And for some reason that
helps,
comforts them. And I don't know if it actually has any medical benefit.
Bloodstream, yeah. I don't know.
But it just makes them feel better.
Yeah. I'm with Sam. My feet would get way too hot on that deal, as would my hands. But
raise your hand if you have winter itch. It's okay. Don't be embarrassed. Just me.
Yeah, I don't really.
Just me?
No, sorry. I have pretty feet. Yeah.
All right, well, I guess I'm going to stock up on olive oil and gloves.
Yeah, take your itchy self out of here.
All right, and that is Hints from Heloise. Thank you. Thank you, P1s, for listening.
Thank you, Heloise.
Thank you, Rads, for participating.